November 22nd, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Shallow and profound. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Beware of allowing yourself to think that the shallow concerns of life are not ordained of God. They are as much of God as are the profound. It is not your devotion to God that makes you refuse to be shallow, but your wish to impress other people with the fact that you are not shallow, which is a sure sign that you are spiritually shallow. Be careful of the reduction of contempt in yourself. It always comes along this line and causes you to go about as a walking rebuke to other people because they are more shallow than you are. Beware of posing as a profound person. God became a baby. To be shallow is not a sign of being wicked, nor is shallowness a sign that there are no deeps. The ocean has a shore. The shallow amenities of life, eating and drinking, walking and talking, are all ordained by God. These are the things in which our Lord lived. He lived in them as the Son of God, and he said that the disciple is not above his master. Our safeguard is in the shallow things. We have to live the surface common sense life in a common sense way. When the deeper things come, God gives them to us apart from the shallow concerns. Never show the deeps to anyone but God. We are so abominably serious, so desperately interested in our own characters, that we refuse to behave like Christians in the shallow concerns of life. Determinedly take no one seriously but God, and the first person you find you have to leave severely alone as being the greatest fraud you have ever known is yourself. That's the end of Oswald's text. Look in the mirror, and what do you see? The greatest hypocrite that ever there be. We look at ourselves, we strut, we strive to impress people. In the church, we strive to impress them with our spiritual quotient. We strive to impress them with our knowledge of Scripture, or our great interest in missions, or our great teaching ability, or service in any other form. We so want to please God, but we are more intent on it being impressive before those around us. We shun embarrassment at all costs. And yet, the embarrassment was essential for Jesus Christ to redeem us. If we would be true disciples of Jesus Christ, embarrassment would be the norm, not the exception, because he would ask us to do things that others would misunderstand, not understand, or think we're just plain foolish. If we're not willing to be foolish for him, we're in spiritual trouble. As far as being spiritually deep, those who are deepest spiritually are probably the least recognized for that trait, because they are deep in secret rather than in public places.